Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Readings on Monday with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I hope that you guys can hear me okay. I don't know why I feel like I'm being dubbed. But anyway, hopefully you hear me okay. So I just like to say the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. And if you need daily readings, you can go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. And if you're not ready to schedule a meeting, well, at least go on there and subscribe to the website, because we have a monthly newsletter that comes out with really a lot of good information. So I don't think you want to miss that. What else? I think that's it. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And today, y'all, I got into the chat room. Let me just check with a caller right quick. Hi, this is Lenis. Do you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'll put you back on hold. Okay, I don't know why. I just felt like you guys couldn't hear me. Anyway, welcome in, area code 630-860-615, 404 and 205. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'll do a quick prayer, and let's see. Well, wait a minute. I just thought of something before I do the quick prayer. Mark your calendars. The new moon is next Monday, the 4th of February. New moon, the 4th of February. The full moon is February 19th. You want to write that down? Our newsletter will be out by next Monday, before Monday night show. Let's see what else. Oh, some good news, you guys. Nina's house sold. Yay! She'll be back with us, too, next Monday. And, yeah, so that's a lot of good news. So thank you, everybody, for your prayers. And her health is getting better, too. So thank you also for that as well. Let's see. Oh, and I want to say I'm very happy. I don't want to say congratulations, but I'm very happy for all those federal workers now that are back at work. Thank God for that. I am so happy for them, and I know they are, to get back making payroll. I hope that it doesn't end in 3 weeks, that it continues, that whatever needs to be done gets done, so you don't have to miss work ever again for some shut the government down. But anyway, we won't get into that. I'm in a positive mood. I'm a happy camper. And today is Monday, and the week is starting off pretty good. So let's do a prayer, and then we'll get started, huh? Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Okay, also happy birthday to all you Aquarius people out there. I hope that you are enjoying, your month is enjoyable for you, and give you the things that you need. So, all right, well, let's get started. Our first caller is area code 630. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, Dion.
Hi, can you speak up? I can't hear you.
I said hi, it's Dion.
I hear hi, and then I don't hear anything else. What's your name?
Dion.
Your name is what, Sia?
Dion.
Oh, Dion?
Yeah.
Okay, God, I don't know why you're like you're way far away from me. What is wrong with my mic? Should be working better. Okay, Dion, say something now.
I like listening to your show.
Okay, now I can hear you. My button wasn't pushed. Good evening, young lady. How are you doing? Thank you for your patience. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So how did today go?
How was today? Today was good. I got my first order out with my new manufacturer I called yesterday about. I got that up and running.
Good, good, good. Love
my
hearing good news.
Gonna take off.
All right. So what can I answer for you today?
Would you ask the angels what is going on with my weight? I lost a lot of weight over the summer. Then I kind of plateaued after I moved. Now I'm back at it again. And I work out a lot. I can't seem to get myself slimmed down. Stress?
Okay. They're telling me a part of it is stress. It causes your overweight. And suggestion of apple cider vinegar at night, a tablespoon of that and a glass of water will help control a little bit of that. Okay. But, yeah, the angels are saying it's your stress. Your body's pretty good. I'm not picking up anything in your body right now.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm like on a super health kick. I mean, so
I'm not picking up anything wrong with your organs, but they're just saying it's stress related. So if you're eating healthy and everything, you're still gaining weight. Like, you know, you snack when you shouldn't. It's just because you're stressful. If you weren't stressful, you wouldn't be thinking about food. Your mind would be on other things, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know, like,
yeah,
when it's going to come off? Like, I'm doing the Bikram yoga, which helps with that cortisol. When your cortisol levels go up, you do the hot yoga. So I've worked out, like, 105-degree temperature.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. They're saying there's no reason why you shouldn't be losing weight. You're doing what you're supposed to do. So I guess it just takes time. You know, juicing, now they're telling me until you juice. To juice, that'll help take it off quick, too. Juicing. I did that once. Okay, juicing and a tablespoon of vinegar at night. In a glass of water. Got it, in a glass of water. So it's going to come off. It's coming off now. It's just a little bit slow, but that's okay. As your mind changes, so will your body weight. Huh?
Is my what?
I said, as your mind changes, your body weight will too.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they said juicing. So instead of eating, you know, maybe juice a couple of your meals during the day and eat one. Eat one and juice two.
I did start drinking protein shakes.
That's very good. That's good. Yep. So that's good. All right, girlfriend. Little sister,
will you put me back on, like, hold? Instead of, you always hang
sure
up on me, and then I have to, like, I like listening to your show. I just want to listen.
Okay, no
thanks
problem.
For
that's fine.
Call.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem.
You're
love
awesome.
You. Love you. Oh, thank you. Okay. Next caller, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Lisa? Is
yes
that right? Oh, well,
yes.
Welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you?
Thank you. Can I tell your last caller there's a book called Radical Metabolism by Anne Louise Gittleman that will really help her with weight loss? She has all kinds of little secrets in there. We never know.
Oh, well, go ahead, say it, because she's still on the air. She's just on hold. So go ahead, say it again.
It's called Radical Metabolism by Anne Louise Gittleman. And she tells you little secrets how to lose weight I never saw in my life. She's amazing. It's really helpful.
And it's Anna Louise?
Anne Louise Gittleman, Gittleman. It's called Radical Metabolism.
Okay, I'm writing this down just in case she calls back in. Radical
Metabolism.
Metabolism. Okay. Well, thank you, Lisa, for that. That was very nice of you. Thank you, young lady. It's always good to share information. It's all good. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, what can I answer for you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said us girls have to help each other.
Oh, Lord, yes. Okay, what can I answer for you today?
I just had a big Aquarian birthday, 60, and I'm wondering what direction I should take my life in.
You just had an Aquarian what? Say it again.
Birthday. I turned 60 this week, and I'm wondering, I've been very sick for a lot of years, and science has caught up with my medical issues, and I can try to have a life again. I want to know what direction I should go in.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you don't sound like it at all. I thought you were in your 40s.
I love you.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, this is a year of change for you, for sure. There's right now, there's a halo that I'm looking at you right now. The halo's from your left shoulder across over your head down to the right shoulder. So that means there's going to be a spiritual awakening for you this year. Spiritual awakening. So if you've already have been feeling some things or feel intuitive or whatever, it's going to be greater this year for you. Also, there's a gentleman coming into your life in the fall. They're not giving me a clear picture, but I see this guy walking towards you, so there's going to be something there between you. Maybe you just date, or maybe you have a good relationship, long-term relationship. That's in the fall. By May, your health is going to be like a 180-degree turn. It's like you're back to your original self.
Wow. It's been 45 years. Yep. That'll be wonderful.
Yep. So in May, you'll be back to your original self. So you're on the way up. And the halo all from one shoulder to the next, I mean, it's great. It's good. So whatever you've been doing, you're finally, not to say you haven't got answers to your prayers, I'm sure you did, but it's like this one is very important to you, is finally being addressed and is going to come through for you once and for all, 100%. And I think that's why May I see rainbows. It's just like, wow, I'm back to me. I know who I am and what I'm about, you know. And if that's your health concern, then God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So it's looking good for you this year. Actually, I think 2019 is your year.
Oh, I love hearing that. It's about time.
Yeah,
Thank you. Yes, it is.
You are so correct. Yes, it is. Well, I'm just going to say congratulations because you know what? You deserve it. So God bless you, and I'm glad that your health is going to greatly improve, but you deserve it. It's time. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Bless you.
You're welcome, honey, and have a wonderful week, and God bless you. Yes, ma'am. All right, you're listening to, I'm so into the calls, I forgot. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And good evening, somebody's in the chat room. Oh, Gemini Moon. Good evening, Gemini Moon. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. Okay, next caller is area code 619. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. 619?
Hello. I'm here right
Hi.
Now.
Hi. Okay,
Hi.
You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Steve. Let me go outside.
Oh, okay.
I called you yesterday. I was the last caller. And you said I called
Oh,
back.
That's right. Did we finish our call or I had to cut it short? I think we were getting down to the wire.
You kind of cut it short. I'm looking for a job working at home. And you said something about rock-a-bots or something like that. I couldn't really make it out. So you said for me to look on the Internet, which I did, but I wasn't sure if I found it, what you were talking about, or maybe you didn't hear it correctly. So.
Oh, okay. What was my suggestion?
I think you said it was something like fish and then rock-a-bot or rock-a-boat.
Oh, that's right.
Like.
That's right. I remember
yes.
now because I had to write
yeah.
it out. It was rock,
right.
rock-a-bot. There you are. I see you from yesterday. Rock-a-bot or rock-a-bot. Be okay. What did you find out? I didn't even look. I meant to look it up until I got busy.
I found something about rock-bot. I'm not sure if it has anything to do with employment. So I was wondering if you could maybe ask them again or try to get more clarity on what you're hearing them say.
Okay. Yeah.
I appreciate
Let me ask
it
Steve.
Very much. Okay.
Okay, they said it's a type of internet, some kind of maybe a gaming. Ooh, let me write
okay.
this down.
Okay, then
They're
I did
maybe
see
it's
it.
A gaming company.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
That is kind of what I saw yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, they're telling me now.
It has something to do with
company.
Gaming. Okay, cool. I appreciate
you'd
it very
be
much.
You'd good but. At that too, Steve, by the way. You know, I'm complimenting you. You'd be good at that, the angels are telling me right now.
Really?
Yeah,
good.
I get
I've never
it.
Had
the
any
gaming...
interest in it, but yeah.
Yeah, but
That's
you
cool.
know, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
I didn't expect to be an aviation controller. I graduated college being a business administrator, and I ended up working in the airline. So, hey, who knows, you know?
Right.
Depending on how life,
right.
where life takes you. But, okay, so let's get back. What else,
yeah.
Angels? Yeah.
Well,
they're saying it's
so
a
much.
Gaming company. And it's self-owned, so they're not like a subcontract of like an IBM or Microsoft or anything. It's their own entity, which is kind of good. They're telling me they have good references, good health commodity. No, that I don't. Health insurance.
Insurance,
put it
maybe?
Like that. They have good health insurance. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And the company they're showing me right now. The company is in a warehouse, Steve. It looks
okay.
like a warehouse from the outside, but it's actually inside. You'll see all the offices and the cubicles, but it does not have that impression from the outside because there's no windows. It just looks like a warehouse, but the owner wanted it
and
that way for privacy.
Yeah, but you see, you think I could do this from home? Because the reason I wanted to work from home is I just want more freedom, be able to choose my own hours, and I want to take more short trips to L.A. and things like that. I just feel like I could do that
yeah.
better if I worked at home. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you could. Sure. This company would allow it. You wouldn't have to be at the office, you know, maybe 2 days a week, and the other 3 days you're working out at home. I think once you
okay.
get your platform or whatever that you're going to do for them, I see that that is allowed.
Okay.
I see that
okay.
it's allowed, and some people it looks like even 4 days and only go in 1 day a week. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, so that, yeah, definitely flexible working. I think it just depends on you.
Okay.
You're the one. You know, if you want to do 40 hours or 37 and a half, whatever, that's up to you. But it's
okay.
there. So, yeah, so go back where you saw it as a gaming company. That's it. And even though you haven't did it, you have IT background, right?
Not really. I spent a lot of time on the Internet. I'll tell you that, though.
Okay. Well, have you ever played games, Steve? Any of the you know, those games you plug in and play? PlayStation or whatever.
No,
I don't know. I don't have it.
Not really. I've never been interested in that. Yeah.
Ah.
At all.
Well, see, you're probably going down a new pathway, a new field for you.
Definitely.
Yeah. You never know. You might go over there and be the number one guy. Be so good at it, you'll surprise yourself.
Okay.
yeah.
Good.
Check it out. Let me know, Steve. Give me, you know. Whatever you find. Now,
you
next Sunday, and I forgot to tell everybody this, next Sunday, y'all, I won't be on because of Super Bowl, and my family's having a Super Bowl party. But we will be back, and Nina will be with me Monday night at 6. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks
Super
for the
Bowl
heads up.
Next Sunday, 3 o'clock. Yeah, three or 3:30, something like that. Yeah, but anyway, let me know, Steve. And I'm sorry I didn't look it up too because I was curious. Never, I just write down whatever they say. So, yeah, let me know.
I was surprised I was going to be. I'm surprised I was on. I was surprised I was on so soon because when you listed off the area code, you didn't list mine. At least I didn't think I heard it. So I thought maybe I would be a little bit later on. You'd be calling me up to take my call.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, yeah. Maybe you might have been down in the queue, were you? Oh, I don't know. If I did, I'm sorry.
I was at first, but then I pressed one. I pressed one.
I just don't want to miss anybody. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Steve, let me know, kiddo. I'm going to get on.
I appreciate it.
A few more
Thank
calls.
You, Lennis.
All right. Have a wonderful week, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Next caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Charlotte.
Hi. This is who? I'm sorry.
Charlotte.
Charlie. Well, Charlie, welcome. Welcome.
No, my name is Charlotte. I just have a very low voice.
Oh, Charlotte. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, I know. You got that voice like who was a famous actress on Bea Arthur? On the Golden Girls,
yeah.
She had a alto voice. Yeah, it's just an alto voice. That's okay. Well, welcome to the show, Charlotte. How are you doing this evening, young lady?
I'd be doing better if I could find my comb. That is the reason I'm calling, actually. Okay, about 3 weeks ago, I couldn't find the comb. I looked up and down everywhere that I go. I always left it in the same place, basically. Either it was in the bathroom, on the coffee table. When only time I left it on the coffee table was after I did something to my hair. Okay, I couldn't find it. I purchased another comb.
And Charlotte, you're looking for a comb, C-O-M-B?
Yes. That's correct.
Is it like a special comb or something decorations or figurines or something?
No. Okay, right after that, I had a little bag that had some crystals in it that went, I can't find. I always left that in one of two places. It's either on top of the toilet in the bathroom.
Stop. They're telling me right now. They're talking to me. Stop. You got a fairy that's very playful in your house.
Okay. That's all I need. I just didn't want anybody else to be coming in my house. I know who the fairy is.
No. It's a fairy and very playful. Very playful.
Okay.
Almost like a jokester, you know, like you see on a 52 deck of cards, they have the first and second joker.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
uh-huh.
That's how this fairy is. Doesn't mean any harm. And it's going to turn up in the most auspicious place that you would never think of. You know what I mean?
Right.
You might sit on the couch and all of a sudden there's, like, what is that on my butt? And you pull up the cushion, there's your comb.
That's fine. That's perfectly
yeah,
fine.
So
there
it's
is no
there.
Problem about that.
The things that came up missing, they're still there in your house. The fairy just hit him. He's playing.
Okay.
It's a little guy. It's a little guy, and he enjoys you. You know, just tell him, like, you know, if it gets too much, tell him, knock it off. Now, come on.
Yeah,
just knock it off. That's a little too much.
Yeah, because comb number two just came up missing.
Yeah.
But I have,
it's
no
just
problem.
Your fairy.
I have no problem with that. And is this Mary doing this because I hadn't paid him a lot of attention lately?
I don't know. He's happy. I can feel him. He's very happy. He's tickled around.
Oh, okay.
Me. So he likes playing little pranks on you. Yeah,
okay.
He's a good guy. This little fairy is cute. He's a cute little fellow. Like I said, looks like a jokester. He means no harm. He really enjoys you. He loves you, but he just likes to prank you and have fun. But your stuff is still there. Like I said, it's just when you least expect it or look somewhere, and then you'll find whatever it was that was missing. And you're like, what the hell is that doing there?
Okay. I know, problem.
I'm having fun.
Now, is this the one I call Noli? Or another one? Because they come here quite often.
No. This fairy's name is Jasper. J-A-S-P-E-R.
Okay.
No, his name is Jasper. And he's got, let me tell you right now, sometimes Jasper's got a couple of brothers. And sometimes they come through too. but it's mostly just Jasper there. The brothers are younger than him because he's a very old fairy. They're younger than him, but they just, yeah, they don't really do anything. I think they more or less just come through to visit with Jasper, and then they go on to other places.
They also help
other dimensions.
Yeah, they help quite a bit at times. Now, can I?
But that's
ask
what I hear.
Question?
The name is Jasper. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be Jasper sometime.
yeah, in fact, you know, I was telling him, said, Jasper, bring me my stuff back. What did you do with it? Bring it back so I can find it.
Yeah, because
you'll locate it. Yeah.
Now,
sure.
The second question is, I've had a little issue with some negativity. Is it the best way to deal with it is go to a river and take it off or what? Because I did a whole bunch of stuff and nothing's working very well.
Okay. Charlotte, get a pen and piece of paper and I'm going to give you some things to do.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, number one, do you have any sea salt in your house, in your kitchen?
Yes, I do. I keep the stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one, you're going to take that sea salt and just, you know, put a little bit in your hand going clockwise from the front door, clockwise throughout your whole domain, every corner. That's including closets. That's including bathrooms, every corner, all the way around till you come back to the front door. Now, as you're throwing this salt in each corner, like I said, it's just a little bit. In each corner, you're going to say, no negativity can dwell here. This house is blessed. Or however you want to say it, this is a blessed house. No negativity can dwell here. And say that all the way till you come back to the front door. When you get back to the front door, say it one more time. So be it. It is done. Outside your front door where your welcome mat is, I want you to put a row of sea salt. And then put the mat over it. Nobody will know it's there. Okay, just right at your door thing. And then put the mat back over it. Okay, number two, I want you to get some vinegar. Do you have any, white vinegar, not apple cider now?
Yes.
Just plain white vinegar?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to take the white vinegar and take a bath. Pour, maybe a half a cup of that vinegar in the tub and just sit for about 15 minutes. You know, nice warm water, you know, that you feel comfortable. And if you can, unless you've got anything special on your hair, hold your head back so that the vinegar bath water also goes through your scalp. But you got to hold your head back because you don't want that vinegar water to get in your eyes by no means. Yeah. So that's what you just – and then take your rag so that, you know, your washcloth so that the vinegar doesn't roll down in your eyes when you lift your head back up. Okay, that's number two. And then, of course, you know, take your shower afterwards or whatever to wash the vinegar off your body. The third thing is get some sage.
Okay.
Okay. Take the sage, go around your whole place just like you did with the sea salt, but instead of each corner, just walk around your domain. You know, and when you come back to the front door, then, you know, put it out in a little tray or something like that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And when you burn the sage, if it gets really thick in there where it's foggy, just step outside for about 5 or 10 minutes or sit on your steps, whatever, or maybe walk to the store. Once you come back, Charlotte, I want you to open the windows up and let all that the negativity is going to release out of your domain now. You know, just open your windows and let it out. And then close them back, of course, and lock them. You know, now the last thing, the fourth thing and the last thing is, do you have any lemons in your house? I mean, in your refrigerator or out?
I think I used the last one. Oh, no, I purchased some more. I do have them, yes.
Okay, take one lemon. Actually two. You're going to cut it in half, so it's four pieces, right? Just cut it two halves, four pieces. If you have a little dish, even a paper plate. If you got some paper plate sales, that's cool. Put that one lemon that's cut in four pieces, set it out in your living room or where you normally be at or entertain, whatever. The second one, I want you to put it in your bedroom. Put it on your dresser, your nightstand, whatever, or, you know. But just set it in there and leave it until it dries up. That's usually about three days. Okay, do that on the last, because it'll just, one, it'll make the house smell good. Two, it also releases the negativity. And three, lemons bring you good luck.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that.
So that's why I'm having you set it out. After you cleanse your house and everything is clean in there now, there's no negativity, no essence or nothing, then you're going to put the lemons out. Now, and it, like I said, it'll do some negative cleaning, but it will also fragrant the house and bring good luck, good positive energy in.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
I will do that.
Let me know,
right,
young lady.
You.
Give me a call. All right. Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful week, okay?
You too.
Oh,
bye
you're
now.
Most welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You. Did you say Joan?
Sharon.
Okay, I got you. Sharon, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, young lady?
What? Wonderful. Freezing cold here in Cleveland, but I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, bless your heart. You guys are, ooh.
I know.
I feel for you, but listen, I live in Washington, so I was brought up in snow and ice. It means nothing
yeah.
to us out here, but to see other states the last 5 years, you know, on the East Coast, it's like, wow, you guys are getting hit. So my prayers are with you, Sharon. I understand. I'm the choir. But anyway, so what can I answer for you tonight, young lady?
Well, this Thursday coming up, I have a meeting with my big boss, initial B. How is that going to go? He's doing it with me and this other guy. I guess it's like our review, little review.
Okay. What is the guy? Just his first name. That's all.
Bob,
correct?
Yep, yes, ma'am.
Why am I getting right now when you mention his name? You know, you take a towel and you can wring it out if it's got water in it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting that with him. It's like, I got to wring this out really good. Is he torn between you and somebody else getting a position right now? Are you being promoted?
No, I've only been there 4 months.
Huh. Okay. So I wonder why is he wringing a towel? It's like, he really just gritting his teeth to do this. But you said it's you and him, or maybe he doesn't like doing performance reviews. That's what he's doing.
I don't even know if it's a performance because he doesn't really do the performance. My other boss did, and I had one with him about a month ago, and it went well. I don't know why he's having us come. Maybe we're new. I don't know.
Yeah, I see him ringing.
Hmm.
Has anybody complained about you, Sharon?
No, not that I know of.
It's something that he really does not want to do. It's bugging the hell out of him. That's why I saw him like a towel just twisting. But I don't think that's in reference to you. Let me ask.
I'm not the only one he's doing it for. He's doing it for all the new people. There's three of us. So I don't think
it's not you. Is there a guy in there? Is there a guy?
There is.
Okay, he's gone. As you kept talking, it came. He's gone. Okay, because I didn't see it on you. That's why I kept asking you. Yeah, he's gone. Something, he's going to have to terminate him or lay him off. And I'll just leave it at that. I'm sorry?
He's going to have to, you're saying he's going to have to lay off a man, you said?
The guy. You said it's three of you. I didn't see you. That's why I asked whether it was a male, because I saw a male guy. I mean, a male. And you said yes. It's what, you and two guys, or you and a guy and another girl?
It could be yes.
Okay, well, that guy, he's going to have to let him go, and he doesn't really want to. Something came down the pipe. It's not you. That's why it was confusing me, but you all three are in that same energy. So I had to.
I just don't think that he would do that on the day that he interviews all three of us. You know what I'm saying? They're at 11 o'clock in the morning. When they usually let go of someone, it's at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's
well, like I said, this man is trouble. He's really twisted up about this. I believe he likes this gentleman, and he really doesn't want to let him go, but I think he's being pressured to do that, that he's not working out or he didn't fulfill his probationary period, something he didn't fulfill, or they think it's not a good fit. So anyway, don't say anything. Just go in there. You're fine, Sharon. You don't have to worry. You're fine. But don't say anything. If they talk about it later, then you can just say to yourself, oh, yeah, Linus did tell me that. You know, don't say anything about it. I'm sorry?
What else are you picking up?
Yours is going to go well, and so will the other person. Fine. I mean, this guy that's doing the review, like you said, he's not your supervisor. He's kind of uncomfortable doing this.
He is.
I think it's more like a training thing for him to be more assertive or something like that. The guy that's doing the reviewing. Yeah. It's like he's being forced to do it as something he doesn't normally do. Okay.
Do you feel I'm going to be there a while? The job, I like the job. You feel I'll be there a few years?
Yeah, I'm not seeing nothing blocking you.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be fine. Yeah, I don't see anything blocking
anything
you.
You
should be okay.
Anything
I'm sorry?
Else you picking up without? Anything else you picking up without me saying anything?
Oh, no. No, that was it.
Okay.
That was it. Okay. All right,
Sharon.
I got to move on. But thank you for calling. And let me know, girlfriend.
Okay.
All right. Have
Bye-bye.
A beautiful weekend, lady.
You too.
All right. Area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Linus T. Hey.
This is who?
T.
Oh, T. Girl, what you want?
I just want to know, is everything okay between two of my, with me and two of my other friends, and their name is Chris and Jay.
NJ or AJ?
No, Chris and Jay.
Oh, Chris, and then the next name is Jay. Correct?
Yes.
Chris and Jay, two different individuals. Am I right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you want to know? If these two get along or if they get along with you?
Is everything okay between me and them? Yes.
Oh. Chris is mellow. I don't like him.
Okay.
Call me mellow yellow. Mm-mm. Hearing that song in my head. So he's a mellow guy. Jay. A little no nonsense. I don't know. He's like a roundabout person. He gets along with anybody. I'm not picking anything bad up on his spirit. He gets along with everybody. A little bit reserved, a little bit arrogant, can be sensitive like a woman, or you might say, man up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got off of Jay.
Okay, so it's no issue that you pick up?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not picking up any issues, no.
Okay.
All right, girlfriend.
Thank you.
You're welcome, T. Have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me check in the chat room. What's going on? Oh, and happy belated New Year's to you, too, Gemini Moon. Okay. Next caller is area code 111. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello? Okay, for whatever reason, they're not answering. Okay, next call, area code 703. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Angela or Angie?
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. Well, hi, yeah. Andrea. How are you doing today, young lady?
Well, I'm better. My last week my father died, so I'm doing better today, but thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay, you know. Thank you, you know. It's okay. I'm going to California on Friday for, you know, kind of celebration kind of thing, and so, you know. But thank you.
Oh,
but
okay.
But, Mike, I have a question. I was actually dating a guy for like about 3 months. His name was Rob, and we were going out, but I broke up with him around, I guess, right after New Year's. But somebody sent him a really nasty message on his Facebook Messenger saying all kinds of crap about me, and I have no idea who it was. Maybe if you can pick up if a male or female, maybe you would let me know who you think would send something like that.
I got two names, Gloria and Lori. Laura or Lori, as you were talking, Gloria and Laura or Lori.
Nope, I had a friend named Karen. I don't know anybody that would even know him or know me like that. I wonder if it was the ex-wife or the guy who was going out before him. Her name was Albina.
No, those are the two names I just got. You write them down, Gloria and Laura or Lori. Those are the two names Angels just told me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know them, but maybe it'll come to me later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sound like you're still holding a flame for him.
No, not this one. The guy that broke up, the first one, his name is Edward. We broke up like last September, and I actually did reach out to him and tell him that my father died. Because, you know, he spoke to my father, you know, a few times on the phone, and then he hung up on me. So I know his ex-wife is causing some problems in the relationship, and he went back because she, like, blackmailed him, I believe. But, yeah, I still have feelings for him, but maybe he'll reach back out to me sometime. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, you don't need that headache right now in your life.
No.
You need peace.
No. But, yeah, I have bigger fish to fry than him right now.
Yeah, you need peace.
Yeah, exactly.
But you need peace in your life, yeah.
Yeah, you and I, we spoke a while ago. We actually spoke a while ago. I think it was last year when I was trying out for a TV show. I don't know if you remember or not. I was trying out for America's Got Talent. You remember?
Yes. So what happened
to
France? I can tell Nina.
Well,
what happened?
I don't know. I tried out again. I just came back from New York City, Florida, and then I went to North Carolina. So the call is supposed to be coming sometime the end of February. So I'm still waiting. I kind of think it's my time.
Okay. We saw you going somewhere. Let us know so we can tune in and be cheering you on like you can hear us. But
absolutely.
You probably will feel our spirit.
Oh, no.
Cheering
absolutely.
You on.
I'll let you know.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right,
Angela.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Bye-bye. All right, next call, area code 205. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm terrific. Feeling good. Happy.
Great. I am calling to find out if an ex, his name is Reginald, I ended the relationship about almost a year ago. It was a 5-year relationship. And since then, he has continued to reach out to me through text. And no matter how much I tell him I do not want to with him, he continues to reach out to me. So I want to know whether he's going to finally move on, which will allow me to, I guess nothing, it don't have anything to do with him, with me moving on, but I want to know also, will I find someone to connect with? Because it's been a year for me, and I've dated since the 5-year relationship end with him, but I haven't been able to find anyone.
Well, you know, his energy is blocking
me.
You from seeing somebody. You know that, don't you? See, long as he's milling around, that energy is around you, so that's blocking you.
And I haven't had, and it's so crazy because I haven't seen him in the physical, I haven't seen him in about 8 or 9 months. And I don't care what I do to just keep him away from me. I mean, that means contact. He continues to reach out, and I was wondering, is he blocking me from finding a new love? I mean, I really want him gone so I can do that. And so what is his problem? Oh, my God, why won't
he
leave me alone?
Because he doesn't believe you.
So he's just going to hang around? Is he not going to just go?
Patricia, when you make yourself definitively clear, that man won't think to raise his finger to dial your phone. He's
so
only
doing
this because you allow it. If you didn't allow it, he wouldn't keep coming back. Have you changed your phone number, deleted him, blocked him to let him know we are done, it's a done deal? Because if you haven't, then he feels like he can still call and talk to you.
Okay, I haven't changed my number because it's connected to so many different outlets. That's the only thing
okay.
I haven't done. I've done everything else. I've not answered his texts. I've not answered his phone calls. I've not been in the physical contact with him in any such way. And I have told him that we're not gonna connect again. I mean, we were supposed to get married last September. This is how serious the relationship was, but his behavior was just unacceptable. He dropped the ball, and I made it clear that, you know what, this is it. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I have been doing that. I've been just going on, moseying along, you know, doing my own thing, not nothing misleading, you know, as nice as I could be to him about you go your way, I go my way. And he just won't get it. He's not getting it. And I don't understand what you don't get about a person not talking to you, being with you, doing any of the things that two people who are in a relationship does when they're together. We don't do any of that. And I've made it clear. So you're saying that what I need to do is change my number and he would finally get it, and therefore I could move on to meet someone.
Yeah, because
that
energy. Well, because that his energy is still around. It's just like when people break up and it's like, well, you know, it doesn't seem like I can date or move forward and I'm not with this guy anymore. Well, if he's still hanging out around and you haven't made it clear to him, and like you say, you're not answering the phone and all this, but he still thinks it's allowed. It's allowed, you know. So,
This is so crazy.
Yeah.
I've never experienced something like this in my life. You know.
Well, you know what old folks say, Patricia, you don't miss your water till the well run dry. And he's one
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. And
okay.
then
so I understand. I understand. Yes, please. I understand, and the angels do too, but yeah.
So will you ask the angels what I need to do is just change my number, and this will signal to him
Patricia,
it's over.
Patricia, can I call you back after the show?
Yes, please.
Okay, because I want to tell you something, but I don't want to put it out over the air. So, I got your number. I'll call you. The show ends probably in about another 10 minutes, and I'll give you a call back.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Have your pencil
and
your paper with you because I'm going to tell you some things.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, baby doll.
Bye-bye.
I'll call you back just shortly. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Area code 862. Ooh, come on. Area code 862, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you, young lady?
I am well. How are you?
Terrific, terrific. Can't complain about nothing. I'm blessed. I'm upright. a nutshell. So what can I do for you today, Ashley? And thank you for calling the show.
I just calling to see if you saw me getting into school and possibly where.
Okay, you asked me, you said there, are you talking about the college where you live, you're applying, or here in Washington?
Just anywhere. I applied to a couple of them, and I just wanted to see if you saw me getting in and geographically where.
Well,
in
you can get
state.
Into any college. It just depends what you want to take, huh? The angels are telling me right now you can get into community college with the quickness.
Yeah,
you know, quicker than you can a 4-year university if you just need to take some classes right now, interim classes.
Oh. Well, it's actually it's for the medical profession. So I just wanted to see where my energy fits best. I'm applying now. I just, want to know if you see me starting in the fall.
Yes.
And,
why am I getting Connecticut, Ashley? When you're asking about schools, the angel just told me Connecticut and in the fall. So you're correct about that. You will begin in the fall. You're right. But they're saying Connecticut. Were you looking at schools up in Connecticut?
No, I was looking more so in Philly and either like special kind of programs for so you could take your classes.
Philly is debatable. Okay, I'm going to let you know that right now. The angels are saying debatable, debatable, debatable. So it's like, okay. So maybe you can go there in Philly, but you might want to really research that out. Because it's debatable, that tells me yay or nay. You know, are they fulfilling what you're looking for in that particular school? Or I'm not trying to push you to Connecticut. I'm just asking. When you said Philly, I asked. So
Jersey?
It's debatable.
Jersey, New York?
Okay, let me ask Jersey. Jersey, yes. What was the next one you asked about?
New York,
you said? Okay. New York. Oh, they said New York is debatable and costly. Wow, okay. Debatable.
Georgia?
And costly. And Georgia. Okay, what about Georgia Angels? Yes, okay. All right, here we go, girl. All right, Philly is debatable. I saw Connecticut. That's what they showed me. Jersey, yes. New York, debatable and costly. Georgia, yes. Here you go.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Let me know when you start filling your paperwork out and getting the information back. Call me. Let's talk about it again. You know, you get
okay.
three or four because you sent out, right? So you're going to get your little packets back, you know, whether you want to go to that school or not. And let's talk about it, discuss it again and see. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Ashley. You have a wonderful week, honey. Thanks for calling. Okay, next caller, and I think this is going to be the last one. Yeah, we can do it real quick. 480, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Caprice. How are you?
I'm fine. This is who? I'm sorry.
Caprice.
Caprice, is that correct?
Caprice. Yeah, like a sun Capri, the drink. But it's got Caprice.
Oh, stop it. Caprice. Oh, Caprice. I know, like East Indian Caprice. This isn't my girlfriend. Caprice, is this my girlfriend?
No.
Are you really? No, I can tell by your laugh. You know, I thought, because I have a girlfriend, Caprice, that lives in, oh, my God, Bakersfield, California.
No, not quite there.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, Capri, you back, you didn't even call me, because I know she went to India for vacation in January, but she should be back now. So that's where, when you said Capri, I was like, girl, you back, and you didn't even call me.
Great surprise, yeah, wouldn't
but
it?
Anyway. Hi.
I said that would have been a great surprise.
Yes, 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 yes. We're both Capricorn, so that's just, yeah, we go back a long ways.
Whoa.
So anyway, what can I answer for you, Miss Capri, today?
I'm on a journey. I guess we're all on a journey. And I've been just dibbling and dabbling in a lot of different modalities, from I write books as well as do curriculums and workshops, and it just seems to have a hard time, I guess, making a connection with people. Like I did a blog talk show, and I did a presentation on YouTube. Everybody liked it, but they got the impression that because I did the YouTube or the show that they should call and not do a consultation, but I should be giving out advice for free. So when I said, well, do you want a consultation? It was like I could hear crickets. I like your information as long as you've given it to me for free, but when you want to say that you're charging, I don't think I should pay you. So I'm having a hard time with that kind of attitude. Since coming back to America, I didn't have that problem when I was living overseas. It's kind of hard
now
to make an adjustment to that.
Okay, but now are you doing any advertising so that you can, get customers, maintain customers, or retain?
I have a...
For your business?
Yes, I have a... I have Facebook. I have...
Oh, okay.
Everything you can think of, I possibly got on every social media.
Lincoln,
spectrum.
Lincoln's really good. That's the professional for us.
Blogspot. I even went to something called MeWe, Generation, Next Generation, or something. I'm on Russian and everything, but the people that I get that are just in America, you know. Have no problem calling me and asking me for advice, you know, for their health or whatever it is, to get them better or to get pregnant or whatever it is that I'm good at. But when it comes like, well, how about us doing a consultation? They don't want to pay the money, you know, like, oh, well, you know, healers are supposed to do this for free. And I said, as a healer, my lights don't get paid for free. I said, they don't want to hear that I'm a healer when I go try to pay the bill or try to eat. They don't want to hear that.
No, they don't. So you must, when you do your business, you tell them, no, you got to go through your PayPal or whatever and pay first, and after that you'll go ahead and perform, you know, whatever your business is. But, no, get paid, because business is business, babe. You know, personal is personal.
Right.
And we don't deter between the two, because if you keep doing free readings and help people all the time or healing them, where does your money come in for you to survive in this world? You know what I mean? You got to survive, too. So, yeah,
right.
This is your business. That's why I tell people on the show, you know, this is my business Monday through Friday is to do readings. So, yeah. Capri, I'm going to tell you to take some ginger, if you got some powdered ginger, and put it in a little container, seal it up, and take that with you. Also, cut a lemon, put it in a dish, cut the lemon in fours, put it in a dish wherever that you do your, oh, God, they're getting ready to cut me off, wherever that you do your business. You know, you call people or get your calls, it'll bring good luck in, okay? And I'm sorry to cut you short, but they're getting ready to cut me off the air. Thank you so much for calling, and call me back, okay? Well, next Sunday we won't be on, you guys. Remember, Super Bowl, but we'll be back Monday night at 6, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. And if no one's told you that they love you, well, I do, and I know Miss Nina does too if she was here. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Be good to each other, and share the love. Share the love.
Over, saying all we need to say. possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is